What up, y'all? It's your boy, Seth Linus, checking in once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Man, it was a big fight last night. A really big fight last night. We had Ryan Garcia, going against Devin Haney. And just letting y'all know, leading up to the fight, there was a bunch of speculation on his mental, on Ryan Garcia's mental health. He was talking about a lot of Bohemian Grove stuff, Illuminati stuff. People were calling out, telling him he needed mental evaluations. There was rumors of drug use, everything of that nature, drinking. And a lot of that, he admitted to drinking. In a post-fight, he talked about he was going through a divorce and he went through a lot. And then on an interview, he also said he saw some things he never should have seen, and so it messed with his mental a little bit. He won the fight, and people are saying we've been trolled because we were thinking that maybe he was unfocused and that he was not actually ready to fight this fight. He weighed in 3 pounds over and came to the actual weigh-in, the public weigh-in, with a drink in his hand. He said it was beer. His daddy later confirmed that it was apple cider. So he came in a little heavy, 3 pounds, and that's not even a little heavy in boxing terms. That's heavy. So he had to pay $1.5 million to Devin Haney. I actually heard that there was no rehydration for the day of the fight, which is something that I thought Devin Haney probably should have put in, that, hey, you owe us $1.5 million and you can't weigh over a certain amount the day of the fight since you didn't make weight. But none of that was done. Came in a fight. Devin Haney trained hard, very focused, laser focused, does everything right in boxing. The more decorated, the more elite boxer, IQ, chess type of guy. But I was trying to remind people that Ryan is not Rolly. If you know Rolly, is a guy who trolls a lot too. But Rolly doesn't have a big amateur background. Ryan Garcia does. Ryan Garcia can really fight. I just did not think that he was elite or on the same level as Devin Haney. But when the fight began in the first round, he hit Devin Haney with a left hook, and it just seemed to be Devin Haney did not take that punch very well. Devin Haney was hurt. I thought it was going to be an early night. And to me, the key in this fight was that Devin Haney just could not block those left hands, those left hooks. That's Ryan Garcia's main punch. And also, here's the thing. If you want to talk about boxing, boxing IQ, I think Devin Haney actually is the better boxer. But I think that every single time, and Ryan Garcia is not a bad boxer. You know what I'm saying? He has ring IQ as well. So I'm not taking that away from Ryan. But it's just like every time Ryan sat down on punches and really landed punches on Devin, he hurt him. And I think that just changed the complexity of the fight in total. The first round, he wobbled him. And I think it was like the 10th round. 10th round, he knocked him down. I think he knocked him down 11. I mean, he knocked him down 3 times. I can't get all of my rounds right. But he knocked him down 3 times in the fight. Probably was more than that. If we're going to talk about the ref. The ref actually, I actually think that time that he knocked him down, the first actual knockdown, I actually think that that if Harvey Dock, the referee, would have actually had Devin walk to him, you know how they do the have you cut step, once you get up, you say, walk to me, walk to your left, walk to your right. Devin might not have made it out of that testing. And then they gave Ryan Garcia a point for a deduction for break it on the punch, which also gave Devin Haney some time. But even with that, I think there was two other times in that round that Devin Haney fell on the ground that at least one of them should have been called a knockdown. So it just got really bad for Devin late in the fight. He was getting hurt. He was getting knocked down. And I also think that that Devin was having a hard time defending himself. I was actually telling my wife, I was watching with my wife, I was telling her, I was like, yo, look, he's about to get knocked down. He's about to get knocked down. His hands aren't up. He's not reacting well. He's about to get knocked down. Sure enough, he got knocked down again. But Devin Haney showed a lot of heart. He finished the fight. And I'm not even going to say contrary to what most people believe, because the guy on the zone had it 112-112, and there was a judge who had it 112-112. I scored the fight 112-112. I thought Ryan Garcia gave up a large amount of those rounds in the middle of the fight after the first round. Due to inactivity, due to not throwing, he was not jabbing. It looked like he was just trying to look for one punch. And in the press conference, it looked like he was saying that his endurance wasn't good. So I guess he was just waiting until he could throw punches in between punches, counter, throw punches in combinations, but he wasn't trying to tire himself out because of his endurance. Which really leads us to believe, what if Ryan Garcia would have really trained and dug deep and he was hitting Devin Haney with these punches, would he have stopped them or been able to jump on them and really get them out of there? Going forward, I think there should be a rematch. I don't think people need to go all crazy and say, Devin needs to take a year off and things like that. I think he took punishment, but it wasn't terrible. It wasn't too terrible punishment. It wasn't like maybe like Errol Spence took against Terrence Crawford. Not that bad. But I think it's enough for him to, you know what I'm saying, give it another fight in another 6 months or whatever, rematch. I think that would be good. I think what Devin may need to do is because I don't think, see, it's easier. One thing that Devin Haney likes to do, he's a fighter who likes to get in and get out. He likes to step in, land his shots, step out, evaluate you, move you around, step in, get his shots, get out before you can hit him. I don't think that's going to work against Ryan Garcia. I think you got to fight Ryan Garcia in a totally different way. Number one, you got to be able to block that left hand almost all the time, even if you're giving up other shots. You got to be able to block that left hand, that left hook, and then you're going to have to be able to he might need to fight him because the punches hurt him so much, he might need to fight him in a phone booth. Like, fight him on the inside the whole fight. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, Andre Ward even said, sometimes you don't want to fight a guy with power. And if he's hitting you and he's hurting you, you don't always want to be on the end of his shots. You see what I'm saying? You don't want to give him that space to allow him to sit down on those shots. So sometimes you got to break the space and get into his body, so he actually can't sit down on a lot of shots. Devin Haney might need to fight him in that way. But I think it's going to be Devin Haney. I think they will be able to come up with a game plan that will be a good game plan. But like I say, if you're fighting against a guy and you can't really take his power shot because it's boxing, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get hit with a few big shots in a fight. If you can't take his power shots, then it's very hard to beat him. Devin Haney still almost pulled it out. I thought it was a very close fight. I scored it a draw. But I just think going forward, he's going to need to find a way to either just get totally out of range and only engage a little bit and make it a super boring fight, or he's going to have to fight him on the inside, chest to chest, and fight him that way. But we will see what happens. This was a great night of boxing. And I actually believe that with Ryan Garcia winning, is the eyes are on boxing now. This was a big match. You know, he has a way bigger following. He's a bigger star than Devin. So I think that when a big star wins, all the eyes are on the sport again. You know what I'm saying? But so I don't think he's going to fight Tank. because Tank's at 135. Ryan is saying he's going to move to 147. I think if him and Devin Haney fight each other again, they might need to do something like a 145 or something like that, a catch weight. But yeah, man, it was a great night of boxing. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Y'all let me know what y'all think in the comments. I know we talk about politics a lot, but we love to talk boxing on this channel as well. So just let me know in the comments what you thought about the fight, and then I'll holler at y'all later. Keep God first. All right, peace.